Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Boat, motorcycle, RV, it doesn't matter. They'll make sure that you are fully insured. Sometimes it might be bundles. But they're trying to save you money while making sure you're fully insured. They are the pros in insurance. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for the Macatrillo rant of the day.
Well, first of all, it's good to have you here in person, studio.
Oh, it's great to be here in studio.
Well, nice little pit stop for you on the ride out to Rutgers.
Yes, another 2:45 to go or 3 hours to go before I get there, but it's a great stop along the way. But I just want to know what your rant is.
Well, this is a good rant. I just think the Eagles are in a terrific spot right now. After seeing the whole weekend, I think they're back to being the best team in football. That was a complete dominant win over the New York Giants. And Jalen Hurts looked great, took a couple shots, popped right back up. Lane Johnson seemed like he was okay. We got out relatively scathed. I was very, very encouraged by what happened Saturday night. It was a lot of fun. It was one of the best times that my dad and I have had in an Eagles game. It was a tremendous atmosphere at the Link.
Oh, I'm sure it was. And they played a tremendous game. They're 2-2 in their last four. The two wins are over the same team. Don't get too juiced up too fast, okay? The best team of the weekend was Cincinnati. And the best quarterback of the weekend was Joe Burrow.
I would agree with that.
Joe Burrow is the best, right now, is the best pure quarterback. All right. Now, Patrick Mahomes is the best player at quarterback, but Joe Burrow is the best quarterback. He is in the mold, in terms of the mold, he is in the mold of Joe Montana. He is in the mold of Tom Brady in terms of how he plays the game, his selection, where he wants to go, how he wants to go about it. Remember, when he was, when you have the first overall pick, you're the worst. Well, he was the first overall pick in the draft to the worst team. And look what he's done in a short period of time. It's really remarkable. Cincinnati was the best team of the weekend because, A, they played a better team. They did it on the road. And they put together just an outstanding performance. I'm not surprised at all how Cincinnati's defense is playing, only because down the stretch, that's how they've been playing. And you look at the Baltimore game, Cincinnati was not sharp offensively, but what was sharp? Their defense. Now, look, the Eagles played really well, but they played really well again. I think, what did I say? At 16 of the 22 positions, they have better players than the Giants?
Correct. And
you should win the game.
Yeah, and Andrew Brand actually tweeted out something similar to what you had, and I retweeted it. It was exactly right.
I mean, you should win the game. And, you could see in the first quarter, they weren't just better, they were way better. Now, as for the absurdity of your head coach.
You're talking about the Michael Jordan comments.
Yeah, and other stuff.
Yeah, that was a little over the top. I'll give you that.
On a day where Patrick Mahomes gets a high ankle sprain and comes back into the game.
Yep. I'll give you that. Yeah.
And your guy had 2 weeks.
Correct. I understand what he was trying to say.
No, I don't.
But
I don't.
It's wrong choice of words.
Just grow up in the job, will you? Just be. Yeah, he needs to grow up in the job a little bit. That was absurd, especially on a day where somebody else came back into the game with a high ankle sprain. And we don't know if he's playing this week or not. But it's like, no, don't do that. Jeez. And then he got into it about problems with WIP and his defensive coordinator.
Yeah, with Angelo Cataldi. He does that weekly, and they've gone back and forth about it for a while, so it wasn't that surprising. But, yeah, I mean, you have to watch yourself with that, too.
Do it. You just won.
Yeah.
Get ready for San Francisco. Brock Purdy's going to create – okay, well, no.
yeah, I don't know about that.
No, he's not. That's going to be the problem for the 49ers.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be the problem. If San Francisco can run the ball – now it becomes exponentially less of a problem. You do have, now, in terms of, like, coaching, no offense, big advantage San Francisco. They have a better coaching staff than you do. DeMeco Ryans is top-notch. Shanahan is really a terrific, terrific coach. It'll be up to the Eagles to understand what is window dressing and what is real. But the problem is if... to be honest with you, if Jimmy Garoppolo is quarterbacking, I think the 49ers win the game by 10 points. But he's not. And only because Garoppolo's been there, he understands it. You know, there's a reason why this kid's the third stringer. This is a problem for them, as well as he played yesterday. But they've got a running game with McCaffrey and with Mitchell. So they've got that. They've got a terrific tight end. I was talking last week about the only two players on the Giants' offense that could play for Philadelphia would be Barkley and Thomas, the left tackle.
Right.
That would be it. Nobody else. Not this time. Kittle's better. McCaffrey is, as an all-around player, is better. Now, Miles is a better running back, but McCaffrey's a better all-around player.
No question.
I mean, Hurts is way better than Purdy, so that's not even close. Their offensive line is really good. Their defensive line is really good.
That's going to be fascinating, because both sides are really good, and I can't wait to see that.
Dallas did a good job on them yesterday.
They did. I mean, they got to Purdy early and often.
No, but Dallas did a good job on keeping Bosa and those guys out.
True, yes.
They tried blitzing, and they still had trouble getting to him. Just Dak Prescott just played a bad game yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. He doesn't make those two turnovers, Dallas probably wins the game.
Yeah, but look at the end of the game. Look at the last three plays.
Oh, that was a total embarrassment.
The last three plays they run, he almost gets a safety on a three-man rush, by the way.
And he literally ran into Henderson. Like, I've never seen that before.
Right. Then he gets one to Schultz, and Schultz nonchalant and just runs out of bounds. Hey, how about getting your feet down?
Exactly.
Right. Now, and then the last one, I think we'll have Zeke Elliott snap it. Okay.
Yeah, then he gets pancaked, and then Robert Turbin gets pancaked a second later. I mean, it was just...
No, I know what the intent was. He snaps it, but you can still lateral it to him. He can't
pass
it. He's an ineligible receiver. But
not to mention the clock management by Mike McCarthy in that sequence, too. Like, it just all of it was all sorts of embarrassing, and it was just fun for me to watch.
It was a bad sequence for them. Now, the 49ers did not produce a lot of offense. Robbie Gould kicked the four field goals in the game. A lot of that has to do with how Dallas played. Dallas did a good job defensively on them. Kittle made the play that changed the whole game, the play down the middle, which was fabulous.
It was.
But then there's Cincinnati. Cincinnati is... they've been there. Zach Taylor may not be getting enough credit. They've got the best pure quarterback left in the playoffs. Oh, we love Hurts. Just knock it off. Watch the games. Okay. I always love the guy. I know you love your guy. I got it. Okay. If I had to pick a guy to quarterback, Burrow would be the guy I'd pick the quarterback. There's something about him. It's just a little bit different. I mean, you can't, you know, LSU had quarterback problems. That's what kept them. They got him. It ended. Shocking. Right? Quarterback problems for the, for the Bengals. They got him. They got to the Super Bowl. Wonder what the big change was. Wow.
pretty quarterback, good. Yeah. Number nine.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really good. Now, did he have the best Super Bowl? No, he did not. But on a team that was struggling up front, they dominated the Bills. And I'll say this, now it's twofold. The Bills didn't have Hamlin, for obvious reasons. And people forget, they didn't have Von Miller.
Right.
And that made a big difference for them moving forward. Again, it goes back to the comment I tried to make to Mike from Norrie a month ago, where I said the problem in this league is the attrition rate because of the number of games. Well, the attrition rate got them. I mean, it got them in the end. But Cincinnati has played great football down the stretch. San Francisco's won 12 in a row. You're 2-2 your last four. I could see why you're confident and cocky.
I mean, I think it's going to be a close game. I just think the Eagles right now are the better team.
They could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's going to be fascinating because there's a lot of different things. There's a lot of different ways this game can go.
The difference is the quarterback. The quarterback is the difference.
Absolutely. I think that is
because
the ultimate difference.
Personnel-wise, it's pretty even across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, I know as Eagle fans, you think all 22-year guys are the better guys. Okay. That's okay. You can think that all you want. But you know, this is a team that has Bosa. This is a team that has Armstead. This is a team that has Warner at middle linebacker. This is a team that has Greenlaw. This is, you know, I mean, they got a lot. They got a lot of players. I mean, like, really good players.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they got a terrific field goal kicker. You do, too. I mean, Elliott's really good. You got Robbie Gould. I mean, you know, you got Debo Samuel, George Kittle, McCaffrey, you know. McClinchy, the right tackle, is really good, too. Lane Johnson was the better right tackle all season long. I don't know if he is at this hour. He's playing hurt.
Right.
Would he be like Scottie Pippen being sick? No. No.
Ray on the deck, call the janitor.
Just asking for friends.
Yeah, that was not a smart choice of words. I'll give you that. But one thing, though, Steve, I will say that was definitely imminent, and I think that's what Nick Sirianni was trying to say, was that Hurts' presence really back on the field playing jolted this team, which also confirmed to me that his leadership matters more than Nick Sirianni's, although, of course, Nick Sirianni's had a great year as head coach, but to what you said a few weeks ago about Jalen Hurts, he's the guy as far as leadership goes.
Well, no doubt.
There was no question. It showed fully on Saturday night.
No, it makes the great players are the ones that have the ability to make everybody else around them better. Right? Jalen Hurts does that.
Absolutely.
He makes everybody else around him better. Now, when it comes to Brock Purdy, he needs all the other guys around him to make him better. There's a reason why you're picked last.
Exactly.
They met once.
Yes, they did. It was the 96 wild card game, 14-0
no,
San Francisco.
No, I'm talking about Purdy and Hurts.
Oh, yes, they did.
42-41.
Yes.
And Hurts played, believe it or not, Hurts will be the first to tell you, he played a lousy game.
He probably would, yeah.
No, he did not play well that day. Hey, meanwhile, Purdy was going for Purdy threw five touchdown passes and went for two to try and win it, and didn't get it. But I mean, Hurts was like he says. I mean, Hurts got in the press conference that day. He says, "If it wasn't for me, it wouldn't have been this close." It's like, okay, well, good leaders do that. But yeah, he did not have a great game against Iowa State that day, but that was Brock Purdy with Iowa State's players, and that was Jalen Hurts with Oklahoma's players.
There you go.
And back in the day where nobody played defense.
Yes.
I mean, think about this. Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech. Brock Purdy, Iowa State. All right. Jalen Hurts, let's just go, like, Oklahoma instead of Alabama. So it's three Big 12 quarterbacks.
Oh, my almighty!
Right. Joe Burrow, I can't sit here and tell you he's a Big Ten quarterback. That's why I was kidding Brad Nessler. I said, the difference between you and me is that I watched Joe Burrow warm up. I said, you watched him play games.
There you go.
All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. A lot of Eagle swagger going on out there. A lot of love for them. And what's interesting about this game is these two teams have not played this year. Hey, one team's going with their third-string quarterback, and the other one's going with Michael Jordan.
You, sir, are my hero!
Who, when he got to the Alabama campus, impersonated Deshaun Watson in practice for the national championship game. Because he entered Alabama early, and they start classes right after New Year's. So he was allowed to do it under the rules.
Ah, so that I didn't know. Okay, well, there you go.
That's why I host the show.
That's exactly right.
That's why I host the show. Marcus Hagans is the new wide receiver coach at Penn State. That in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Talked about it yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
All right, that's a line.
That is a line.
All right.
He's like Michael Jordan.
No, bad line. Okay, that's a line. Better send refunds. Marcus Hagans. This is a fabulous hire as a wide receiver coach. 11 years of Virginia on that coaching staff has great, the Tidewater area is a great recruiting area. Believe it or not, he actually was on the roster and when Virginia played in Beaver Stadium. In 2002, he opened the season as the starting quarterback at Virginia. He actually was going to go to Indiana. They wanted him to replace Antoine Randall L.
Wow.
Right? But then he had to go to Fork Union, and when he went to Fork Union, he then ended up going to Virginia. Well, he's the starting quarterback in the opener against Colorado State. And not only do they not win, but Matt Schaub replaced him. So Schaub comes in. They have a good season. They come into Beaver Stadium, and Penn State beat him 35-14 in that game. And he was the backup quarterback that day. In fact, Keith Miller was the tight end.
How about that? Wow.
Yeah, I did the game, so.
Yeah, you probably would know a little something about it then.
But you know what? 11 years there, and if Anthony Poindexter has a high opinion of you, that counts with me a lot.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad point.
Yep. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be. They'll make sure you're fully insured. And not only that, they'll do everything you can to find ways to save you money. You're the best in the business. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right, the Eagles will be in the NFC Championship game. They're the first game on Sunday at 3 o'clock. If you're wondering why they are the first game and not the primetime game, it's very simple. I mean, there are always simple explanations for these things. Fox and CBS alternate every year as to who gets the primetime game. Last year, Fox had it. This year, it's CBS's turn, so they've got the AFC Championship games, the nightcap. That's the only reason. Remember when the Eagles beat, they played Arizona.
Yes.
In the NFC Championship game.
That was a 3 o'clock game.
Right.
The Vikings NFC Championship was 6:30.
Well, the Eagles played the Cardinals.
Correct, yeah.
Right, and the Vikings would not have played that day.
No.
So it was what the Steelers and
it was Steelers and
Ravens or whatever.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
with the nightcap, you're like, well, that makes no sense. Why is the team in the West playing first? You know, in terms of venue, and the team of the East is the nightcap. Right,
just the way it was. Yeah.
No, that's because they alternate
right.
every year as to who.
That's how it was that time.
Yeah, and so this time it is CBS's turn to have the primetime game. Thus, Cincinnati, Kansas City is the nightcap at 6:30. That means the Eagles will play the 49ers at 3. That's the only reason why. And sometimes the answers are literally that simple. The Giants say that they want Daniel Jones back. And again, this is always my fallback. Whenever people want to make a change, okay, change to what? Daniel Jones has been very much up and down his first 4 years and was very good this year. All right, well, if you don't go with him, then who do you go with? You're not drafting high enough to get somebody. Because, look, the Giants were not supposed to, be in the playoffs. This is probably a 5 or 6 win team that won 10 games this year. They did a great job. I mean, the Philadelphia thing was the dose of reality. Hey, you're in the big leagues now, and in the big leagues, you can't compete with a team like Philadelphia. But to your credit, you won 10 games this year. That's why you're here. And 10 games meaning, of course, the Minnesota games.
Correct.
The 10th
yeah. Okay. No, they should bring them back.
Right. But what are the alternatives? There aren't, you know, your alternatives, if they aren't great, okay. Say, for example, the Giants had a lousy year and they ended up picking in the top five. Now you may cut them loose because now you can have the, you could get C.J. Stroud, you could get Bryce Young, you could get Will. I mean, you know, Will Levis. I mean, okay. So now you think about it. Not when you're going to be drafting. Back, I don't know whether the Giants going to draft 18 to 22 or
yeah.
someplace in that neighborhood. You're not going to get anybody there, quite simply. So, yeah, he's the alternative bringing it back. For the Eagles, here's the golden opportunity where they've got to make a decision eventually on Jalen Hurts. Right? We know they're going to keep him. He has done everything. I mean, he is one of the top players in the league, and it shows every time he's out there. Accuracy, hard work, leader, the whole deal. All right. But right now, they've got the golden ticket. The Eagles have the golden ticket right now. Burrow's the first overall pick. Okay. Mahomes is now on his second contract. Okay. The 49ers have an interesting deal with Purdy.
They do.
Because Trey Lance. But he's a second-round pick playing on second-round money. You've got opportunities to spend it. All right, this is the Russell Wilson plan. Third-round pick, third-round money, no need to pay him just yet. And they took advantage and they got the two Super Bowls. Well, now the Eagles have a quarterback on second-round money. And guess what? This isn't going to be the only year they're good. The Eagles are going to be, I mean, they could win the whole thing this year, and they could win back-to-back because they've got the flexibility financially to do it.
Yep.
And that's a big part of it, of having your quarterback on, your talented quarterback, your leader, on second-round money. Wow. Great deal. Okay, now the Giants are going to have to now pony up and give their quarterback a second contract. Right. So, and the Giants have, I think, $25 million in cap space. Barkley says he does not want to set the market on running backs. He
yes.
wants to play for the Giants. Now we'll see if that plays out. But there is no question. I mean, the other day I mentioned beating a team 3 times. Now, do you see what I was talking about?
Oh yeah, I saw. I thought that argument was irrelevant last week.
You were pacing back and forth the whole week.
I mean, I still was a little bit because they look good, but ultimately
it doesn't carry over
yeah.
week to week. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's not how it works,
right? But especially wasn't going to carry over this time around because that second game was a joke.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, just like, you know, you think, oh, they won this game so great, they'll be awesome. No, it's a totally different matchup this week. It's a completely different matchup. It doesn't carry over game to game. They're all different matchups. And that's, you know, and it's the same thing for San Francisco. They could shut down the Cowboys. They might not be able to shut down the Eagles because of matchups. Or they're just so talented they can do it. We'll find out. Right? You don't know. It's all about matchups. What are the key matchups in this game? Can McClinchy keep Reddick out of the backfield? We'll find out. Okay? Is Lane Johnson strong enough and quick enough to handle Nick Bosa?
It's one of the biggest question marks of the game, pretty much.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean he's always going to be lying. He may be flipped to the other side. I mean, you can do
you can
do a lot of stuff like that along the way. How good are the 49ers safeties, and how good are the Eagles playing in the center of the field? Okay, outside the numbers, the Eagles' corners are outstanding. Where do the 49ers operate?
Yeah, they're in the middle, and that's my big concern,
okay,
too.
They operate between the numbers.
Absolutely.
All the time. That is the, and that's part of a Kyle Shanahan. This is not just because it's Brock Purdy. That's how Kyle Shanahan plays. He likes to run the football. He likes to pass the ball between the numbers. That's where he's most comfortable playing the game. You know, that'll be interesting. Meanwhile, there's Cincinnati. Right? Nobody wants to talk about Cincinnati. They were the best team of the weekend.
And they have an interesting swagger / chip on their shoulder. I believe Joe, and you can see it in Joe Burrow's body language in talking to Tracy Wolfson after yesterday when they won. They felt a little disrespected with the talk of the neutral site AFC title game since the tickets were already sold and this and that. And they took it to Buffalo.
Well, they took it to them because they're better.
Yeah, I was also stunning how bad Buffalo played yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, Cincinnati played their best football game of the year yesterday. They were very impressive.
Defensively, they played terrific against Baltimore. But look, Cincinnati's been playing great. How many in a row have they won now? Seven, eight in a row? Something like that, right? I mean, to this point, I mean, this is how they've been playing, and they did it with a revamped offensive line.
Yeah, they had three guys out.
I mean, three guys out.
And I don't think any of them are coming back this season.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, that's a big, I mean, could that hurt them down the road? Of course it could. They've got a legitimate running back. They've got two legit big-time wideouts.
Yeah.
I mean, and now in getting Hurst from Baltimore, they've got a tight end.
Yeah, and he had a big game yesterday, too. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this is how they have been playing. I mean, to their credit, they have not been giving up a lot of points. They gave up 18 to the Patriots, 16 to the Ravens. Then they played the Ravens again, gave up 17. They gave up just 10 to the Bills. That's how they've been playing. They've been playing really good defense. And this guy, there's something about Burrow that's a little bit different, right? He plays the game like Montana. I'm not saying he is, because Montana won 4. He plays the game a lot like Brady. I'm not saying he is, because Brady's won 6. But he has taken a downtrodden franchise, and he got him to the Super Bowl last year. And he did it by winning on the road in a game he was not supposed to win. It's, I don't know. I give him a lot of credit by how he has played. Let's see, how many in a row have the Bengals won here? Who's the last team to beat him? Let's see. The Browns, October 31st, 32-13. After that, they beat Carolina, beat the Steelers, beat the Titans, beat the Chiefs, beat the Browns, beat the Bucks, beat the Patriots, beat the Ravens back-to-back, and beat the Bills. So they've won how many in a row now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They've won 10 in a row. So they've won 10 in a row. The 49ers have won what?
12 now.
12 in a row?
Yep.
All right. Chiefs have won how many in a row? Let's see how many the Chiefs won.
It's got to be somewhere between 6 and 8 since they lost that game to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. How many in a row the Chiefs won? Beat the Raiders, beat the Broncos, beat the Seahawks, beat the Texans. Not exactly murderers row there. Beat the Jags. So they've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They've won 6 in a row. So they've won 6 in a row. The Niners have won 12 in a row. The Bengals have won 10 in a row. And the Eagles have won 1 in a row. Or two in a row.
Two in a row, yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah, you're right. Yeah, beating Davis, what? I forgot about that. Oh, man.
Well, one of them's got the Texans in there, and there aren't a whole lot of good teams in there either with the three of them. But.
Excuse me, you struggle with the Texans.
True. I know. They still beat them regardless.
So did they.
Yeah.
They didn't lose to them.
Exactly.
Let's see. Beat the Texans 30-24 in overtime.
So yeah, Kansas City, exactly right, wasn't it?
You won two in a row?
Yeah.
When's the last time you beat a team not named the Giants? I'm not just kidding. All right, let's check in.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
No wonder you guys are swaggering all over town. We've won two in a row. Okay. We're playing at the Link.
That's right.
They're going to be so intimidated. Oh, no.
But playing on the road is going to be a little different for Brock Purdy. That's the only thing I'm going to say with that.
He's never played on the road?
He has, but it's still his first pro playoff game on the road.
In Philadelphia. Philadelphia is totally different.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's all.
Do they invade the field or something? I don't know.
No, I can confirm that. They do not invade the field.
Or do they just yell a lot?
This is going to be pretty loud.
Okay.
And they'll get on you if you turn the ball over a couple times.
Like, who cares? It doesn't matter. I know you guys think like you influence the game. The only part of the game that you will influence is fans. The only part. All right. Is they have to go silent count.
Yeah, pre-snap. Right.
Right. It'll be silent count. Other than that, we caused the incomplete. No, you really didn't. He just threw the ball poorly. What the heck?
And there were a few things that Brock Purdy did in that game yesterday. This has nothing to do with the fans. This is just on the field. Where, like, a couple spin arounds he tried to do and try to create plays where he should have just gave up. Like, you saw some rookie-like type of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he was Daniel Jones, it did, like, it was one time in the game where he took a sack.
Yes.
Like, he's out of the pocket. Throw the ball.
Exactly. Yeah, he went out of bounds. He got pushed out of bounds.
Throw the ball away. It's like the Kid Mitchell for the Niners.
Oh, yeah, that was bad, too, going out of bounds when trying to run the clock out.
I mean,
yeah.
When the Giants beat the Ravens, Barkley is going into the end zone, slid down at the 3-yard line.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. And somebody explain to me, please. Why Armstead and Bosa were out of the game when the Cowboys had the ball at their own 8-yard line and had just taken over. Why are they out?
It's a good question.
I am baffled by this. You don't want to know how many plays Joe Green missed?
Yeah, none.
How about none?
Yeah.
Jack, none. Lambert, none. Right? These guys, they need a break. Break from what? The offense was just out there. You've been getting a break. It's like,
That's not the first time we've seen some blunders, though, under Kyle Shanahan. I'm just going to throw that out there. He's still a good coach, but he's had his moments of blunders.
Oh, for goodness sake, your guy is a bastard.
I'm not saying my guy is perfect either, but...
This has nothing to do with this. This is them. This is Ryan's and those guys.
Well, yeah, and it's more his responsibility.
Doing
the
rotation deal.
Yeah.
Trying to keep them fresh, and it's all about analytics and about, the catapult system and keeping them on a high level. It's the playoffs, for God's sakes. Get yourself out there.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't understand that either.
I see that all the time. Aaron Donald's out of the game. Why is he out of the game?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Especially in that situation.
Okay, Charles Haley, how many plays he miss? None.
He was there, by the way.
I know. He was at the game. Well, he should have been. He was with both teams.
That's true. Yeah.
But these guys, now it's like, we're trying to keep him fresh. For what? If you lose the game, the season's over.
was saying that with Brian Daboll with some of his fourth down calls.
Well, Daboll, when you've got a bad hand, I wouldn't criticize a guy with a bad hand trying to do something. I mean, I think you're being a little ridiculous there, okay? Jumping up and down and trying to run a fake two-point conversion to draw a team offsides with a gigantic lead. What's that?
Yeah, I mean,
that's called immaturity. Just kick the extra point. Don't waste my time.
I'll give you that one, but punting the ball when it's only fourth and five, I get you're on your side of the field, but you don't have much time left.
Yeah, but what's the score say? Just kick it.
I don't know.
There's no need to set them up in position to make it even worse. That's what he's trying to do. Believe me, I have no problem with, you got a bad hand. All right, you got to be smart enough to look around and say, you know what? We can't win this thing. There's 4 minutes left. What was the score? 38-7.
It was 31-7 at that point.
31-7. So you're going to get a first down, and then you're going to get, 24 points in 4 minutes?
Possible. Yeah, I guess it was just me. I'd rather just...
The math doesn't support it.
I know.
Just kick it. It's all right. I have no problem with him kicking it. Now, if the game were 24-14, if the game were 24-10, got to go for it. But it's 31-7. All right. Let's just... You know what? It's time to run up the white flag and get out of here. Okay. Faking a two-point conversion...
Yeah, that I had no idea what was going on there.
Oh,
yeah.
I did. It's your coach is immature. I know you guys don't like me talking about him like this, but tough, okay? You don't do that. That's just gamesmanship stuff. What are you doing?
I didn't like that, though, and I didn't like him trying to do whatever that formation was to try to draw him offside when they eventually punted the ball, too.
I'm okay with that. That one I'm okay with. I'm all right with that. Yeah. He took a delay a game.
Yeah, they did, yeah. And then gave him extra time to punt.
Right. It gave him more room to punt, too.
Yeah.
That was fine. Nothing, zero wrong with that. But, you just scored. You're up by a billion. Now we're going to fake going for a two-point conversion to draw them off sides? Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't quite get that one.
Just kick the extra point. Don't waste everybody's time. But the fake punt thing, no. I thought that was great on his part. I thought, hey, what the heck? You show it with the idea that the 49ers see it, or the Cowboys. You're like, oh, God, now what are they going to do? So that was smart. He showed something that they're going to have to practice against. Took the delay of game, gave him an extra 5 yards to operate, punted the ball. The result was great. I thought on Sirianni's part that was an excellent call. Excellent call. By the way, Greg Olson's going to do your game on Sunday.
Oh, he was phenomenal yesterday.
Greg Olson and Kevin Burkhardt.
Oh, yeah, they are great.
The Super Bowl is in excellent hands.
Absolutely.
Those two are outstanding.
Yeah, and Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi, of course, sure. Do great work, too. But, yeah, right. I thought Greg Olson is really shining well now. And Fox better think twice if Brady does retire. And they bring him in on that big contract, they better think twice about what they do with Greg Olson. That's all I have to say. Because he was really, really good.
You know what's interesting is I think the Brady deal was made at the very top of the Fox chain. It was not, I don't even know if it was made with Fox Sports.
That wouldn't surprise me.
So, but Olson and Kevin Burkhardt. Let's not leave Kevin Burkhardt.
Oh, yeah. This,
are outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay. We'll take a break. Dave Zangaro in the final half hour. Merrill later in the week. Everybody, it's a fever pitch. I know everybody here is wearing green today.
There you go.
Felt like St. Patrick's Day.
You could say that, sure. It's that kind of atmosphere right now.
I wore blue.
That's all right. You're in your Penn State blue, as you should be.
Well, you know why? Because I was interviewed on a podcast today about my career, so I made sure I wore a Penn State golf shirt for it. That was the reason why. Nothing to do with anything. The better team by a wide margin one Saturday night. Fair enough?
Absolutely.
Fair enough. And like I said, they're better at 16 of the 22 possessions. And you know what? And I may have undercut it.
Yeah, Andrew Brandt said two.
Well, I felt two on offense. And I felt that on defense, I thought Thibodeau was really good, could play for Philadelphia. Lawrence is really good. He could play for Philadelphia. Leonard Williams could play for Philadelphia. Right? Barkley could play. Thomas could play for Philadelphia. And I'd pick Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
Those are the six guys that I think could play for Philadelphia.
I would agree with that.
Right. The 16 guys for the Eagles would all start for the Giants. Not just play for the Giants. They would start for the Giants.
Exactly.
They are an exponentially more talented team than the Giants are. Giants were fortunate to get there. The Eagles made sure the fortune ended. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.